Luke 24. But on the morrow of the Sabbath, very early indeed in the morning, they came to the tomb, bringing the aromatic spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And when they had entered, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were in perplexity about it, that, behold, two men suddenly stood by them in shining raiment. And as they were filled with fear, and bowed their faces to the ground, they said to them, Why seek ye the living one among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you, being yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinners, and be crucified, and rise the third day. And they remembered his words, and returning from the sepulchre, related all these things to the 11 and to the rest. Now it was Mary of Magdala, and Johanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the others with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words appeared in their eyes as an idle tale, and they disbelieved them. But Peter, rising up, ran to the sepulchre, and stooping down, seized the linen clothes lying there alone, and went away home, wondering at what had happened. And behold, two of them were going on the same day to a village distant 60 stadia from Jerusalem, called Emmaus, and they conversed with one another about these things which had taken place. And it came to pass, as they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself, drawing nigh, went with them. But their eyes were holden, so as not to know him. And he said to them, What discourses are these which pass between you as you walk, and are downcast? And one of them, named Cleopas, answering, said to him, Thou sojournest alone in Jerusalem, and dost not know what has taken place in it in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to the judgment of death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was about to redeem Israel. But then, besides all these things, it is now, today, the third day since these things took place. And withal, certain women from amongst us astonished us, having been very early at the sepulchre, and not having found his body, came, saying that they also had seen a vision of angels, who say that he is living. And some of those with us went to the sepulchre, and found it so, as the women also had said. But him they saw not. And he said to them, O senseless and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken! Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And having begun from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he made as though he would go farther. And they constrained him, saying, Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is declining. And he entered in to stay with them. And it came to pass, as he was at table with them, having taken the bread, he blessed, and having broken it, gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from them. And they said to one another, Was not our heart burning in us as he spoke to us on the way, and as he opened the scriptures to us? And rising up the same hour, they returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those with them gathered together, saying, The Lord is indeed risen, and has appeared to Simon. And they related what had happened on the way, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread. And as they were saying these things, he himself stood in their midst, and says to them, Peace be unto you. But they, being confounded and being frightened, supposed they beheld a spirit. And he said to them, Why are you troubled, and why are thoughts rising in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see me having. And having said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they yet did not believe for joy, and were wondering, he said to them, Have ye anything here to eat? And they gave him part of a broiled fish, and of a honeycomb. And he took it and ate before them. And he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all that is written concerning me in the law of Moses and prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their understanding to understand the Scriptures, and said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved the Christ to suffer, and to rise from among the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But do ye remain in the city until ye be clothed with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and having lifted up his hands, he blessed them. And it came to pass, as he was blessing them, he was separated from them, and was carried up into heaven. And they, having done him homage, returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God.